Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. You know we're nationally syndicated on USA Radio, but today happens to be our first day on a new station in Las Vegas, 670 AM in Las Vegas. And to celebrate our first day on a Vegas affiliate, even though this interview is all over the country, we wanted to get you a very special guest. And who better than my favorite president of all time, President Donald J. Trump. President Trump, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Well, I know why you're expanding, because your ratings are great. You know, I like to check that on occasion. I'd do your show if you had nobody listening, because I like you so much. But your ratings are fantastic. That's why you have a new good one in Las Vegas and all over the place, Wayne. So congratulations.
Thank you, and congratulations to you, because your ratings are great. Now that everyone, all the people who voted for Biden, which was the biggest mistake of all time, you and I both believe the election was rigged, but he still got some votes he didn't deserve. And the chant across America now is, let's go, Brandon. And you and I both know what that represents and what that really means. Why is everybody chanting, let's go, Brandon, President Trump?
Well, I think two things happened. First of all, I assume, let's say 90%, that the young person doing the interview was in on the game with the fake news. And she probably said, I got to clean this up or I'm going to be in trouble with my bosses. And so she did a good job of cleaning it up, but it didn't work out so well. That was sort of like Hillary's when she used the word deplorable. Who would have thought, right? Who would have thought that was going to turn out to be an explosion? So when she talked about Brandon, she thought she was cleaning up a different deal. It was very interesting, but I guess it backfired a little bit. But actually, the original, there are those that say that the original, you can never replace it.
Well, you know, I didn't really even care why it happened. Obviously, the NBC reporter was faking it because they didn't want it to go out over the airwaves. Everybody was screaming that epitaph against Biden. But my question for you is really, why do you think it's caught on like wildfire and they scream it at college football games and at sporting events and everywhere in the country? Because the nation's in disaster. This guy's the best thing that ever happened to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter's no longer the worst president in history, right? How bad are things under this guy? How great would they have been under you, President Donald J. Trump?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's why this caught on, because people that never even thought of it, people that aren't very political people, and believe it or not, it's hard for you to understand that and me to understand it, but the fact is there are people that don't think about politics all the time and don't think about a lot of other things all the time, and all of a sudden they're just saying, this guy is the worst president we've ever had. Every single thing he's done has turned out badly. If you look at the border, if you look at Afghanistan, I think Afghanistan was a very big moment because it showed such gross incompetence. We were going to take them out. We were going to move the military out last. We had total control of the Taliban, absolute total control. Abdul, the leader, Abdul, and I got along with him great, but it was tough. He knew they'd be held to pay, and he didn't shoot 18 months, and they shot not one American soldier. Think of that. 18 months, we didn't have one shoulder, even shot at, let alone killed. Nobody killed. 18 months. And Biden even said that. And then they got angry at him because it said, you're not supposed to say, you know, we kept waiting for the other. He said, in 18 months, I will say there wasn't one American soldier killed under that agreement. And then his people start screaming, you got to add, but, you know, where was the bad news, right?
Right.
And now he's a disaster. The border is, you know, the second embarrassment. Now, normally the border, a border like that would be the greatest embarrassment in the history of a country. I think Afghanistan tops it. But what's happening to the border long term, that's going to be the worst thing that's happened to this country. Millions and millions, probably 10, 12 million. If you multiply times anywhere from 5 to 7.
It's an invasion.
And I think you're going to have 10 to 12 million people in here.
It's an invasion. It's incredible. Now, listen, I went to Columbia.
It's an invasion.
I don't know if you know, I went to Columbia University. I was the guy who originally talked about going to Columbia with graduating in 83 with Barack Obama as my classmate. And we all learned a strategy called Cloward Pivot. Two Columbia professors, husband and wife, and they said, we want to destroy America, make it into a socialist nation, and we'll do it by getting everyone on welfare and bankrupting the system and collapsing the economy, and then suddenly all the businessmen are on their knees begging government to save them, and the whole nation has embraced socialism. It's happening right now, President Trump. The border is the way they're doing it. They're bankrupting the country by letting in millions of people who want welfare from cradle to grave.
Yep. Well, at first I thought it was gross incompetence, and then I realized, you know, they could have built the wall in a month. It could have been finished in 2 weeks to a month, and they wanted to keep it open. Now it's still having a huge impact, but we have little sections open. They could have closed it up. You would have had a sealed border. We built almost 500 miles of wall, and, you know, except for the fact that the election was totally rigged, and I have no doubt about it, neither do you.
In fact, I
read a note that you wrote to somebody saying that in Fulton County they ordered a million ballots just before the election.
Right.
That's a very mail-in ballots. That's a very interesting. I thought I heard all of the stats. But by the way, I could add about 15 of them that you wouldn't believe. One of the stats is, how do you win Alabama and South Carolina by the largest numbers ever, but lose Georgia right next door? By a very small number of votes.
Let me expand on the Georgia story a little bit.
It's ridiculous.
Here's the Georgia story. So Fulton County ordered from the printer 1 million mail-in ballots only 10 days before the election, when they knew they could never get them back in time to send them out. And they ordered no envelopes.
Yep.
They were never planning to send them. They were waiting after election.
You know, that's a stat. Wayne, that's a stat I hadn't heard. I thought I heard of all of them. That's a big factor right there.
Very big,
especially
factor.
Ordering them without the envelopes.
Yeah.
And then you'll find out they ordered them with signature. Please put signatures on them.
No, I think
it's a disgrace.
I think they had factories going 24 hours a day, President Trump, with Democrat lawyers with whips in their hand, and they were all filling out, Biden, sign it, Biden, sign it. Because, you know, the key was, in all these states where they, in my opinion, rigged it and beat you only by rigging it, they all said Biden, but they didn't check any other Democrat box because they didn't have time to go down the entire ballot. They were rushing to make sure they defeated
you.
So,
absolutely, and they don't want us to see the ballots. And the judge, amazingly, this judge, all of a sudden at the end, he called that off. We just wanted to see the ballots. And then you find out that he's got an election coming up in an area that supposedly is Democrat. I don't know, supposedly, because I don't. One thing, I think people have learned something from me, two couple of things. Number one, the media is totally corrupt and dishonest. And number two, we have corrupt elections. And let's see what happens in Virginia, because I guess in Fairfax County, they're already seeing things happening that they're not happy about. A lot of people aren't happy about it.
I wrote a column, I'm assuming you didn't see it, right before the Larry Elder governor election and a recall in California. And the title of the column was, we all know Larry Elder's going to win, and we all know he's going to lose after the fact. They'll never let him win. In other words, I think he could have won, but it wouldn't have mattered because they had enough ballots waiting no matter what happened, just like you. And I fear the same thing is going to happen in Virginia. Even though we have a good candidate, even though he's leading in the latest Fox poll by, I think it was 8 points, and he's pulling away, my opinion is after Election Day, they'll keep counting like Pennsylvania did to you for like 7 days, and then he's going to lose. And this is the tip-off.
Well, you just hired the same lawyer that's been doing a lot of their work. It's very interesting.
Right.
Terry just hired a certain guy. And by the way, I know Terry very well. I know everything about Terry. I know him better than anybody would even believe. And there's no contest between the two men, really. There's no contest between the two men. But you know, Larry made a big mistake in California because he was speaking in front of 2,000 people, and they asked him a question about the election. Was it rigged? And he said no.
I know.
And as soon as he said that, most of the crowd left the room immediately, screaming. And they left the room very angry. Then the next day, he took it back, but it was too late. You know, when that happens, that was a bad moment. I'll tell you what, You know, nobody wants to write that. Nobody wants to say it. The good thing about me, I can say it, and I have a lot of people that listen. Well, the fact is that, do you know what I'm talking about there, Wayne?
He made
that
statement about the election. I know. I criticize him. I like Larry.
I said, that's the end of his election.
Yeah,
That's the end of his election.
I like Larry.
He didn't do very well.
I like Larry. I think he's great, but I criticized him on my radio show. I said, if he doesn't believe the election was rigged and stolen, then he's going to lose his entire radio audience and the election. Because here's the deal. I speak at hundreds of conservative events, and everywhere I go, I get standing ovations when I open the speech by saying, ladies and gentlemen, if you agree with me, I want you to clap. President Trump won the 2020 election. It was rigged. It was stolen. Biden is an illegitimate president. And a standing ovation every single time. So I know what the people think, President Trump. I know what the American people believe. And the problem is that a lot of talk shows are out of touch with the American people. I'm not. I stay in touch.
They're afraid to talk. I think they're actually afraid to talk. They cancel advertisers on them. They do all sorts of things. Fox is petrified of that subject. They are petrified. They won't talk about it.
Right.
They have an absolute ban on it. Well, and you know what? They double their ratings. They're not doing great. They would double their ratings if they talked about it. Interestingly, OAN talks about it, and they do very well. You know, smaller, much smaller, but
yes.
But people view it. They love it. But I will say, when Larry made that statement, I said, wow, I'm so surprised to hear it. But they showed a picture of virtually everybody in the room. I think they had like 2,000 people. They all left booing. They were booing the hell out of him. The next day, he came out with a reverse statement. It was too late. You can never flip that once you say it. You know, it's very interesting, Wayne. A lot of people ask me, they say, and they're good people, they say, sir, don't talk about the election. Talk about the future. I said, you know, if I did that, now, that doesn't mean you're obsessed with it, but you have to explain, otherwise they won't fix it.
Right.
I said, when I do that, if I ever went in and didn't at least mention the rigged election and some of the facts that come out, like every day you hear another fact, some of the rigged facts that come out, I think my people would really lose heart.
And we'll have more with my interview with President Donald J. Trump after this break.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441. That's toll free, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
And now, more with my interview with President Donald J. Trump.
You know, I got 63 million votes the first time. I got 75 million votes the second time. I was told if I got 63 again, which most presidents don't get more, they get less the second time. Some get more. But I got 12 million more. No presidents. I think the most other than that was about 4 million more for somebody a long time ago. But I got 12 million more. It was supposed to be a walk at 63. But if I got a million more, 64, I got 75. And still lost.
President Trump,
and
it doesn't
they'll be
matter.
Writing about this. They'll be writing this for a long time. President we did Trump. Better the second time than we did the first.
Listen, if you had gotten 90 million, and by the way, nobody knows what you got, because I believe a lot of them were canceled out, were thrown out. They had all kinds of tricks.
They were thrown out.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, I mean,
that's the easiest way of cheating, throw them out.
It wouldn't
the easiest way is to throw them out.
Wouldn't have mattered if you got 90 million. They would have found another 10 million fake mail-in ballots. Listen, here's the biggest scam. I want to discuss with you what is a giant scam in America today. Biggest scam ever. For 40 years now, I'm 60 years old, so for 40 years, my adult life, I've argued for voter ID. And for 40 years, Democrats screamed it's racist. And suddenly now, when you show your vaccine passport, you have to show your photo ID from the government. 20 times a day in New York and San Francisco and L.A. and Chicago, you have to show photo ID and a vaccine passport. But yet, 20 times a day isn't Gestapo asking for papers, but once every 2 years in a federal election, they consider that racist. It's
the most important thing.
Right.
Well, you know, another great little stat is that if you look at the Democrat National Convention, they had this beautiful picture of yourself on a card and it was embossed, and it was everything was perfect, and they had a big, beautiful picture of you. I think they had a picture frontwards and sidewards.
Yeah.
So to get into the Democrat National Convention, you needed a picture, but for voter ID, you can't have it. One interesting thing also, you know, as to some of these things, how about the woman and her friends that went in late at night? You know her name. She's a real operator. She went in late at night when they said there was a major water main break
in
Georgia,
in
Fulton County.
Right.
They went in and they screamed water main break, and, you know, that was it. And everybody left. They were afraid. And then, I don't know, a few minutes later, a very short time later, she came back with her friends, and they went to a table with a big skirt on it. They lifted up the skirt, and they pulled the votes out.
Suitcases.
And they just stuffed them all for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, no, that was totally innocent. And then you had some of the, you know, they have that thing, I don't know if you see it, like, it was like a baseball thing, a close action replay, they call it, where they can, you can literally read every ballot, okay? It was a total fake deal. And nobody brings it up. And you're talking about tens of thousands of ballots.
I do. Listen, as bad as that was, you could talk about Detroit where they pulled up at 3 in the morning at 3:30 in the morning with vans from the city clerk bringing out boxes and boxes of hundreds of thousands of ballots with no witnesses in the room. Always with no Republican witnesses ever in the room. But look, let's move forward. We've talked about that.
Go ahead.
Let's move forward. Two things. Number one, they're destroying the country with Cloward Piven with open borders. Number two, they're destroying the country with supply chain disruption. And number three, I know you're big on the vaccine, but the vaccine mandate is destroying the country because policemen and firemen and military who don't want it are going to be fired or they're going to be forced to quit. And we're not going to have first responders. It's a disaster. Yep. This is man-made. This is Biden-made. What do you think of the supply chain disruption? Tell me what you would have done.
Well, I don't think they did supply chain on purpose. I think that's incompetence, okay? The mandate is a bad thing. You know, it's interesting. I'm very proud of the vaccine from the standpoint that I got it done in 9 months and everyone said it couldn't be done in 5 years. And you know, we've saved a lot of lives and everything. With that, I never had a mandate problem.
Right.
Nobody was saying, I'm not going to take it. They don't trust this guy. He did a halt to the Johnson & Johnson. That was a bad thing because people don't look at Johnson & Johnson. He did a halt over six people. He did a halt who didn't die, by the way. He did a halt. But you can't have the mandate. The mandate is a disaster. And now what's turning out, something that nobody thought of, now what's turning out is the mandate is destroying our economy, and it is destroying the supply chain.
And the military.
And there's people, for whatever reason, they don't want to take the vaccine. And you know what? If you're going to force them, it's just not going to do it. You're going to have problems like you're not even seeing right now. But now, next week is going to be very interesting, even this week, because it's coming up. But what's going to happen if the police department, 30% of New York City's police department,
disaster,
goes out?
Disaster.
How about Chicago, where more people are killed in Chicago than are killed in Afghanistan? You know, I said no soldier was killed in 18 months. You have weekends in Chicago where 78 people were shot.
And we'll have more with my interview with President Donald J. Trump after this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Supreme Court is hearing two cases involving the pro-life Texas heartbeat law. The court will deliberate on concerns about the structure and enforcement of the law and not whether the law violates Roe v. Wade. The Texas law allows private citizens to launch civil lawsuits against anyone who aids or abets an abortion after a baby's heartbeat can be detected. A key Democratic senator says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage isn't a good idea.
Holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for reconciliation bill.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin saying he won't support the larger bill without understanding how it impacts Americans and the economy. Manchin claiming he has worked in good faith with top Democratic leaders, including Biden, and he won't negotiate in the public eye. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
And now, more with my interview with President Donald J. Trump. Don't lose sight of airlines, Southwest Airlines, and this week in America.
Yeah. Use your Brandon line
Brandon.
That we started
I think he's in a lot of trouble is what I think, but more important for
if
you...
If he is, I would hire him.
I
have a great plane. I would hire him. No, I would hire him.
I would hire him instantly.
And you know what? I'll bet he's a great pilot. He's got a little flip.
I have great friends, President Trump, who are Southwest pilots and American Airlines pilots. There was no wind issue.
Right.
There was no weather issue. This was a strike by pilots who don't want the vaccine mandate. So it's just ripping apart our country. But, you know, you said the supply chain was pure incompetence. I want to bring up one last thing. The supply chain, who's in charge of it? It's Mayor Pete, the mayor of South Bend, who's the transportation secretary, who's taken a three-month leave to be with his husband and his two new adopted babies.
Right.
Now, look, that's sweet and that's wonderful, and I've never been anti-gay. I love gay people. But you know what? You have no right, when you take the job of transportation secretary, to take a maternity leave. You cannot do that when the supply chain, this is going to be the Grinch who stole Christmas. Christmas is going to be gone because Mayor Pete. So it is total incompetence, or somebody just doesn't want things to work out. You know, one of the other big issues is in California, where they're backed up at the port. Do you realize the truckers have so many environmental rules from the liberals in California that even if they unloaded everything at the port, they couldn't pick it up because there aren't enough trucks because they all violate environmental laws. This is what's happening.
All they talk about now, Wayne, is the environment, okay?
Right.
They're worried about... You know, the ocean's going to rise 0.1 inch within 100 years. First of all, they don't know that. They have no idea. It could go down 5 feet. It could go up 20 feet. They have no idea what's going to happen. But I watched Biden, who doesn't have a clue, and he's talking about the environment. China and Russia don't show up. India sends a person over to be nice, you know, because they want to continue to charge us 100% tariffs. They weren't doing things with me that they, I tell you what, India and I have a great relationship actually with just about all the leaders. Now, I will say COVID killed my relationship because that was a step too far with China. But I will say that if you look, he's over there talking about environment, windmills, which are the worst, by the way. You know, they're all made in Germany and China, by the way.
Well, look at Texas.
The fumes, if you're a believer in this, the fumes that go up into the air are more than anything they can possibly save until they no longer work and you have to make them again every 10 years. You know, the whole thing is so insane.
Look at Texas. When you rely on green energy, it goes down and the people freeze to death and their pipes burst and every business is out of business for a month. It's a nightmare. But
can you imagine Texas doing that, though? In all fairness, can you imagine them doing that, windmills, when they have free natural gas? You know, when you look at the burns on top of these wells that burn, that's all energy that they're throwing away. It costs you nothing. I mean, it's natural gas, costs you nothing. I mean, it's just not even believable. Wind is the most expensive form of energy. Most expensive.
I know, in so many ways.
Plus, it ruins the landscape, kills all the birds. Nobody, if you have a house that's in view or in sound, because they're noisy as hell, of a windmill, your house is worth 50% less.
Right.
People go crazy. So anyway, go ahead.
Back in the early 2000s, Spain became the green energy capital of Europe. And guess what? The whole country went bankrupt and there were no jobs. It doesn't work.
It could happen to Germany, too. I think Germany's now going the other way. Germany wanted to get rid of all of its coal plants and all of its nuclear plants, everything. They wanted to get rid of nuclear, too, which is interesting. So they wanted to get rid of it. Now they're reliant on Russia, okay? And now they're finding, gee, the windmills don't work too well, you know? When the wind doesn't blow, it's very hard to store wind energy. And when the windmills don't blow, the factories don't go. And that's the way it is. It's one of those little problems that they have over there.
Don't forget Biden. Let's go, Brandon. Biden approves of every pipeline in the world except the ones for our people. In America, he can't build a pipeline. He has no problem with the Russian pipeline. He doesn't want a wall, but he wants one around his new beach house in Delaware. He doesn't want a wall, but he paid money. Congress gave money to Lebanon to build a wall and Turkey to build a wall with our taxpayer money.
Yeah.
Listen, last thing, and I'm going to let you run. A, are you running for president in 2024? Start with that.
You're going to be very happy. Let me say that. You know, the campaign finance laws, which are absolutely ridiculous, don't really allow you to talk about it, because if you do talk about it, every time you do something, you have to take pictures of yourself, okay? So I just say to people all the time, I think they'll be very happy.
All right. Remember the last time you ran, I was the guy. We got, you and I were in the news day and night for 6 months because I said to you,
That's right.
Should be the Speaker of the House. You don't have to run for it.
You did.
Literally, you can just become the Speaker of the House. If we win the House, they can vote you in. Any thoughts on that? Any returning thoughts?
You know what? It's true. You were the first one that suggested that idea. And it had been picked up. Look, I get along with the House really well. They like me. In fact, you have another race tomorrow. Mike is running in Ohio, and he's going to win big. And, you know, when he first ran, I guess there were probably seven or eight people running. And he is he's going to – you have four or five – you have some races interesting tomorrow. You know, the endorsement, when I endorse somebody, were 148
magic.
Wins and two losses.
It's magic.
Think of that.
It's magic. I know.
So it's never happened before. Nothing like that's ever happened. And it's probably because I agreed to do your show. It gives me a lot of power.
All right, as I say goodbye.
Congratulations on your wedding. I hear Cindy is fantastic. Congratulations on the wedding. I just wrote you a note. And if you like the note, you can frame it. If you don't like it, you can throw it out, okay?
I think we'll be reading it at the wedding. We have a lot of Republicans coming to the wedding.
Good.
It's going to be a Republican wedding of the year in Las Vegas. Hey, I'm going to send
you. Any Democrats coming?
There's like three friends of mine that are Democrats.
Could be. No, there's a little bipartisanship. You know, you're not a story. You just want, you know what? You're a man of common sense more than a Republican or anything.
Listen,
you know, it's common sense.
And remember, I'm Jewish, so I've got to have a few Democrat friends. There's no choice, right? My relatives.
You have to have a couple.
But last thing, I'm going to send you a copy of my new book. It's been number one in various categories at Amazon. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. That's my way of attacking back. We got to use Dr. Martin Luther King's ideas of strikes and boycotts and civil disobedience and resist the illegitimate president. This guy isn't the president. He rigged it and stole it.
Nah,
you are the real president. So we can't listen to him while he destroys this country. We got to always be peaceful, never violence, but we've got to use peaceful civil disobedience to let them know that we're not going along with the destruction of the United States. That's all I'll say.
And by the way, they boycott more businesses and they scare more businesses.
Right.
And these businesses, those people, they love Trump, but they're petrified they're going to lose their job because they're going to do a little boycott. We ought to do, Republicans ought to be doing what they do. They fight harder.
Well,
fortunately, we have better policy.
That's
if they ever had our policy, we'd have no Republicans, unfortunately. The Republicans have, we have to get rid of the Romneys and the little Ben Sasses and these guys we have in the party that are a disaster.
Weaklings.
You know, you look at what happened in Louisiana with that guy who campaigned on Trump. And, you know, we have to get rid of, we got some bad ones in our party, but we have mostly really good.
Our big problem is you and I grew up in New York, and we learned how to fight. You went to military school. I grew up in a very rough neighborhood on the Bronx borderline. I learned you either fight and gain the respect to your enemies, or you will be destroyed. And we have too many country club Republicans who spend their life just playing badminton with Muffy. We need to fight. We need to be strong.
Well, you call them rhinos. The rhino term is a very accurate term for those people, and they do nothing for anybody, and they don't do anything for the country, I can tell you. And we have too many. But they are, I do believe they're going down. They've been going down, and we've been taking them down. But they're almost, in many ways, they're worse than the Democrats themselves, because you don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
So, but I want to thank you, Wayne. Your show is great. You're doing great. Good luck on the wedding and everything. You're going to have a beautiful marriage. I know that. I have no doubt.
Thank you, President Trump.
And I will see you soon.
Yes, I wish you were at the wedding. I wish you could come, but I appreciate the note. I really do. Thank
I'd
you. God bless you.
I would love
thank
to,
you.
Too. Thanks, Wayne. Take care of
all
yourself.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was my interview just earlier today. I think you could tell it wasn't live. It was earlier today because that was when President Trump was available, so we recorded earlier today. This is Wayne Allyn Root, not only nationwide on USA Radio Network, with Raw and Unfiltered, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, but also first day on my new Vegas affiliate. I happen to live in Vegas. Vegas is a town I will always love. Vegas is my adopted hometown, so the affiliate here is very important to me. And we've got a massive audience in Las Vegas during Afternoon Drive. So it was a big move, and we're now on AM 670. AM 670 here in Las Vegas. Very proud to be on it. Who starts out in Las Vegas on their first day with an interview with the former president of the United States, who I believe is the current president of the United States, by the way, but, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. He is, but he isn't. Joe Biden, unfortunately, sadly, is the illegitimate president of the United States, guarded by the United States military, and there's not much you could do about that except hopefully win in 2022, sweep Congress in a landslide, and then win in 2024 with the president. But can you win if the election is rigged? And that's what, you know, so many hosts are afraid to talk about, and they don't want to talk about. And I've gotten so popular because I talk about what the people want to talk about, which is that the election was rigged, that elections are insecure, that we don't know if we could win in 2022, because you could win by a landslide, but if the mail-in votes with no voter ID and no signature match and ballot harvesting and counting votes for 7 days after election is over, if all of that is in effect, you could win by a landslide and still lose. Ask Donald Trump in 2020. So wherever I go, that's the number one issue. Republicans want to know, what have we done about rigged elections, insecure elections? Our election process is a fraud. It's a fraud. Mexico has thumbprint and photo ID issued by the government, or you can't vote. And in America, that's racist. But vaccine passports and federal ID all day long, 24 hours a day in restaurants, bars, anywhere you go, soon planes, trains, and buses. That's okay. No problem at all. Wayne Allyn Root, more when we get back. Lots more when we get back. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I hope you enjoyed my Donald Trump interview. I think it was a really fine one. I did the best I could in the circumstances. You know, you can't go to Donald Trump. You know, I disagree with you about the vaccine. Let's have a debate about it. Let's have a fight about it. He's the president of the United States, or former president of the United States, and deserves a tremendous amount of respect. And I got in whatever shots I could, that the vaccine mandate is destroying the country, even if you agree with the vaccine. And I got him to agree to that. Got him to agree that that's happening. Got him to agree that the border is not a mistake or incompetence. It's a purposeful attack upon the United States of America. And I sure was tickled pink that without me saying one word, the president brought up my wedding and my fiance and wife-to-be's name, Cindy, and talked about writing a letter to us. I didn't even know about it till after the interview. And then I opened my email, and there was a letter from President Trump to be read aloud to the audience at the wedding. And then after that, another hour later, another letter came from the president with a personal note saying, Wayne Allen Root, you are the greatest. Donald J. Trump. So, you know, just a great guy and a good friend and the only radio host in America without a gigantic show. I mean, my show is not, you know, Rush Limbaugh. My show is not Sean Hannity or Mark Levin, who gets the president on his show. I'm the only one. And so it's a great thing for me, but more importantly, it shows you what a great guy, what a great friend President Trump is. He sticks with the people who stuck by him. I can't believe Terry McAuliffe's closing message to voters on the eve of the election. Virginia has too many white teachers. It's the same argument I've been making for years now, that companies have no problem offending white straight males or white Republican voters, but they constantly talk about, oh, we don't want to offend black people. We don't want to offend Hispanic people. We don't want to offend gays. We don't want to offend feminists. We don't offend immigrants. But you don't mind offending American citizens? To this moment, white people still make up 70% of America. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I think it's like 73%. Hard to believe. 73% of Americans are whites. Why would you want to attack them any more than you would attack someone because they're black? I don't want to attack someone because they're black. I don't want to attack someone because they're Hispanic. I would never offend black people and say, there's too many black teachers. But you're willing to offend white people who are your number one customer? Does that make any sense? I guarantee you they're a large majority of Virginia. Why do people running for office have no problem offending white people and Republicans and straight white males, but they would never do that to women or gays or blacks or Latinos? Can someone explain that to me? And why do companies do that? Makes no sense. I own, you know, Apple phone. I own an Apple computer. I own an Apple laptop. I own an Apple iPhone. I own an Apple iPad. I own an Apple desktop. I own an Apple laptop. So why does Apple constantly offend me as a Republican and a Trump voter, but they have no problem offending the other side? Or I should say they do have a problem offending the other side, no problem offending my side. I just don't understand it. It's the reason I wrote this new bestseller, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And then an article came across my desk, and I think I'm going to write about it soon. A study was done, and something like 80% of all the ads on TV in America now feature black or brown-skinned people. 80%! They've erased white males from all the ads. They don't exist anymore. And the few times they show white males, it's either a gay white male or it's a white male marrying, holding hands, and kissing a black woman. But nobody shows regular old-fashioned white males anymore. Does that make any sense to anybody, being that we are still 70% of the population? You're worried about offending the 30%, but you're not worried about offending the silent majority, which now has to become the loud majority. And that's why I wrote The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's not for, by the way, it's not for white people. I don't care if you're white or black or Latino or gay or straight. It's for everyone who's a conservative. And a lot of Latinos are becoming conservatives, and a lot of blacks are becoming conservatives, and I even have quite a few gay conservative fans. So The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book is for anyone who's sick of every company that you buy things from treating you and me like a leper, treating us like we don't matter. I'm sick of it. And I list all the companies and how you contact them inside the book, how you contact your CEO. So I think you'll enjoy the book. In addition to Terry Colliff, I wanted to also mention one other thing in my last minute or two. Another professional soccer player collapses on the field. Emil Paulsen suffers an on-field cardiac arrest and is resuscitated on the field. The guy is so handsome, so young. His hair is so thick. You just look at him and go, wow, that's like the greatest looking guy I've ever seen. That guy does not drop dead on the field of cardiac arrest and have to be resuscitated. No way. But guess what? All the soccer players have to do, get vaccinated. And I can't tell you how many friends and fans of mine keep telling me that people in their lives are dropping dead of heart attacks and strokes after getting vaccinated. It's a real issue that needs to be investigated and needs to be talked about. Sons of Liberty, CBD, is the sponsor of this show, by the way. I work out 90 minutes a day every day, and I have no pain of any kind ever in 8 months since I started using Sons of Liberty CBD. I rub it into all the parts of my body. I just worked out, and there's never any pain of any kind, any soreness. Go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. They offer you a discount of up to 25% off every product. If you use the code WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root 15 at checkout, please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. sonsoflibertycbd.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. WAR15, up to 25% off. sonsoflibertycbd.com. See you tomorrow.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD.
sold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.